A fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting God. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting God. Secure from all alarm, leaning on the everlasting God. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting path. Oh, how bright the path goes from day to day, leaning on the everlasting God. Leaning, safe and secure from all. Amen.
Sister, we are safe and secure in His hands if we lean upon His hand. Amen. If we can sing that song about Paul and Silas, they've been in different situations, but they praised His name. We have to praise His name when everything is okay. We have to praise His name when situation is different. Amen. Amen. He can prove Himself everywhere. Amen. That is your God. Amen. In prisoner's chain, in stripes, Paul and Silas prayed at night, and in their pain began to sing. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name.
a midnight hour. If you should find you're in the grace of in your mind, reach out and pray. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. Find that in your life you're in the midst of times so hard. Reach out by faith to heights unknown. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light. Oh, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless.
Oh, let us go at this moment. Let's lift up our hands and just bless His name and say, Lord. Oh, how we appreciate you, Lord. How we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the grace that, Lord, you have given to us.
Amen.
Oh, yet for another moment like this, oh God, to find ourselves in no other place, but right in your presence, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. We lift up your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, mercies, grace, protection, and above all, your loving kindness towards us. Oh, yes, Lord. We lift up our hands, oh, in prayer tonight. And know that, Lord Jesus, we can reach the utmost height and catch a glimpse of glorious bright. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. For many mercies, the Lord, you have given to us. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for our working places. We thank you for our children. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, in our schools. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give the glory to you. The Lord, tonight we know that your word always it's true that where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are always in their midst. We bless your name. We thank you, God. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, giving all the glory to you. Yes, Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, what a privilege once again, Lord, you've given to us. To be right in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day so far. Our going out and our coming in, Lord. You have guided our footsteps, Lord. And Father, we thank you for our homes, the sustaining power. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our working places, Lord. We thank you, oh, for our children, Lord. And Father, we thank you also, many mercies that you've given to us from our various homes to be right in your presence, Lord. Father, even as we've come, O God, we've come, Lord Jesus, with our sacrifice, a broken spirit and a contrite heart. You will never despise, Lord. And Father, we humbly surrender ourselves, Lord. And with all reverence, Lord, Father, we approach tonight with godly fear because, Lord, we know you are, we are in your presence, Lord. So, Father, tonight, even as we turn to your word of God, oh, let the Holy Spirit sweep over us from the pulpit to the pews, bringing, Lord Jesus, the word of life that has been preserved for us, O God, for the walk, oh, for this journey that, Lord, we are going through, Lord. That one day we know, Lord Jesus, when you shall appear, we will be caught up with you. We thank you for the message. We thank you for the prophet. We thank you for tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. Amen. And tonight we have some visitors here. And we know already they are not visitors. They are all part of the bride. We have Brother Sylvain Modigila, that's correct, praise the Lord, and his wife from Manchester. Amen. God richly bless you, and you are welcome. Amen. Amen. This is your home. Amen. You come to meet your brothers and sisters here. Praise God. Shall we be seated for a moment before we read our word? Amen. How many have been blessed for the few days that we have had here? Amen. Oh, it has been so great. Amen. I have been blessed. Amen. Amen. And we thank the Lord for the manifestation of the fivefold ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It was at work. And we are a privileged people in this house. Amen. Because we can see the work of the fivefold ministry doing its work in this house. Amen. As the prophet said something, he said, the scriptures, every angle you go with the scriptures, it always declares Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Amen. He said, you cannot get away from it anyway. It always declares him. Amen. Amen. And of course, it always happens in the world, in the message. You cannot talk it about it in the denomination. No, sir. Praise the Lord. They declare something else. But in the message, it said every scripture, no matter the angle it takes, it declares one thing, Jesus Christ. So we thank the Lord for the fivefold ministry. Praise the Lord. And I was so glad the last message from our brother, the Hardaway. Amen. We know that, Lord, you know, when you take the way of the plains, you will surely meet what? Ah, death, praise the Lord. Amen. So let us, what, always go the way of what? The mountains, the rugged way. Amen. Amen. Because Jesus himself, when he was warning Jerusalem, he said, when you see Jerusalem compassed, amen. He said, there you see what when the dissolution thereof is nigh. What did he say? He said, then let them which are in Judea flee to the world, flee to the mountains. Amen. Amen. Never ask them to take what? The way of the plains. Because definitely that's where the enemies will be coming. True. So take the way of what? The mountains. Amen. And we know also that the scripture tells us in Matthew 7, 13 and 14, he said, enter, give us that scripture. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. God bless you. He said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to what? Leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereon. See. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. And let us be one of the few. Amen. Amen. There are always two distinct different ways. One to eternal life and one towards to destruction. So let us turn to the reading of the word tonight. And may the Lord bless his word. Amen. We have three scriptures here. Tonight I'm going to look at the message from the rising of the sun. Amen. The rising of the sun. And the prophet picked three scriptures which I would like us to look at them also. First one, Revelation 1, 17 and 18. Let's hear the word of God. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And the second reading, the prophet picked from Romans 8, 11. Romans 8, 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Oh, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. And then that's the scripture he read was Mark 16, 1 and 2. Mark 16, 1 and 2. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came to the sepulchre at the rising of the sun.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. At the rising of the sun. Heavenly Father, oh, how we want to rise up, oh Lord Jesus. Even as the sun rises, Lord, we know it brings life. And tonight, Lord Jesus, we know we have life before us here. Amen. Father, let us receive, oh God, according to your will and according to your purpose for us tonight. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we be seated? The rising of the sun. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when it's just about night, when night is about to fall, almost every living thing as a moving that moves will try to find a place to sleep when night is falling. Amen. So we sleep when it is dark, when darkness covers over, we find a place to sleep. And many a time when we sleep, we don't know even where our soul, our spirit even goes to. We sleep so deep. Praise the Lord. But when at a particular time, something begins to happen, when the sun is about to rise, then you see that we have to wake up. And when the sun rises, everyone wakes up and go about his business. So actually, there is something special about what? The sun rising.
Amen.
Amen. Something significant about the sun rising, the rising of the sun. And in that message, it is the rising of the sun preached in Jeffersonville, 1965, paragraph 37, the prophet said, now the sun, at rising of the sun, well, there was a time when the world was lying in utter darkness. It was without form and was void. And it was all covered with water and was lying there in the dark, dismal, gloomy atmosphere. And then what happened? And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters and said, let there be light. Amen. Amen. Let there be light. The whole world was without void, without form. And darkness was upon the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the deep. And he said, let there be light. And there was light.
Amen.
He said, God had a reason to do that. Amen. Listen closely here. He said, God had a reason to do that. For down beneath that water, there were seeds that had been what? Planted. And it had to have what? The sunlight to make it live.
Amen.
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 Under this darkness, God had a seed already planted. Amen.
Amen.
And those seeds needed something to come to life.
Hallelujah.
And the only thing that can bring it to life is what? The sunlight.
Amen.
Amen. So he said the first light was ever given in the earth was the spoken word.
Amen.
Amen. The first light that was given was what? The spoken word.
Amen.
The first light that ever struck the earth was God's spoken word.
Amen.
And he said, let there be light. And there was light. See, he said that turned the darkness into light in order to bring forth a creation of joy and life upon the earth.
Amen.
The first light, it was what? It was a spoken word. That means the word is what? The word is what? Light.
Amen.
Amen. He said, then the Spirit of God, as it moved with love and compassion. Oh, I love the prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Even that time, the Spirit of God moving, there was what? Love and compassion.
Amen.
Amen. And so it is today because he changeth not. He moves with that same love, with that same compassion. That's why, my brother, you and I, we are seated here today.
Amen.
It has to take that love and compassion. Because we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. There was nothing good in us. But that love, that compassion, oh, praise the Lord, is still today.
Amen.
Said when the Spirit was moving, it moved with what? Love and compassion. And that great day, he said, the first day of the dawn of creation upon the earth, he said, the sun rose.
Amen.
Amen. The sun rose.
Amen.
And swept across its rays. He said, it dried up the waters from the earth. And made an atmosphere above.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And for the first time, he said, it brought what? Joy.
Amen.
And life to the earth. See, are you getting the whole thing, the spiritual?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, that was what? A great hour. It was a great hour. When the sun rose up. So the first time the sun rose in Genesis, It was bringing a message.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen. It was bringing a message that there will be life upon the earth. Amen. Mortal life. Amen. Already there was a message behind it. That life was going to what? Spring up.
Amen.
Amen. But this time, he said, first time, the sun rose in Genesis, it was bringing a message that there will be life upon the earth, mortal life. And then he said, this time, when the sun rose, he said, it is a dual what? Dual sun rising. He said, when the sun rose, he said, the sun had risen to bring what? Eternal life. To all God's promised seed.
Amen.
That by far knowledge, he had what? He had been laying them upon the earth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Get the point?
Amen.
Under that darkness, under that deep, he said God had already planted what? Seed.
Amen.
Amen. Waiting for the sun to rise to bring them to life.
Amen.
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 And so in this time also, S-O-N had risen.
Amen.
Amen. S-O-N had risen.
Amen.
To bring what? Eternal life.
Amen.
And go to all God's promised seed. That he had what? Foreknowledge. He had foreknown you. Predestinated. Before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Oh, and here, seated you and me tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, no more could I what? He said, botany life lead back there at the beginning without what? Without sun to bring what? Life. And today, it has to take the Son of God upon the earth also. S-O-N light to bring forth what? The children of God.
Amen.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And bless our prophet.
Amen.
Said he has chosen them. He has chosen you and me before the foundation of the world. Yes!
Amen.
The S-O-N had risen.
Amen.
But not all had received what? Life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. That goes to prove that there is a foreknowledge somewhere.
Amen.
Predestination.
Amen.
Because the S-O-N rising, it has to what? Bring life to what? The seed he had already planted. Foreknowledge. He said, the solar sun up there had control over what? Botany life. Okay, now I'm reading from the super sign preaching Shreveport. He said the solar sun up there, S-U-N, had control over what? All botany life. When the seed is lying there and the sun strikes it, he said it will come to life. Amen. And so also the S-O-N of God is the controller of what? Eternal life. And if you've got a seed of life in you, brother, when the S-O-N strikes there and show you what he is, it comes to life.
Amen.
So it all based on what? The seed of God in you. Amen.
Amen.
If the seed of God is in you, the S-O-N light, the sun, S-O-N, when it what? Shines upon you, the life, it will come out.
Amen.
Amen. It will come for all to see, because this is the time of the manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen.
And so that manifestation, what the seed he has what? Placed in you before the foundation of the world, how to come to life. For all to see. Just like what? A pregnant woman cannot hide her pregnancy. Every, what the life, whatever life in there, is coming up. Amen. He said, the return of the Son to restore what? Botany life, and the return of what? The S-O-N. In this our day, is to return us back to the world, to apostolic fathers. That the Son, that is what? The light, that is. And I like this scripture. This scripture in Matthew 13, 17. Brethren, give us that scripture. Matthew 4, 13 to 16. But let's read 15 and 16. Matthew 4, 15 and 16. Say the land of Zebulun. And the land of Naphtali. By the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. People who sat in darkness saw what? A great light. Amen. To them who sat in the region of the shadow of death, light sprang up. Amen. 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 Brethren, this is something for us. There is what? There is a light that has sprung forth. Amen. And the seed needs to be what? Needs to be placed. Amen. Positionally placed. Amen. Amen. Positionally placed to receive this sunlight. Amen. So we got to find ourselves whether we are positionally placed, my brother, my sister. Because you can't put a seed here and put all the lights, man-made lights upon it. Amen. It will never come to life. Amen. Praise the Lord. So positionally placed. You may be seated here, but still you are not positionally placed. Because every word that comes, just go behind your ears. Brethren, it is here to receive that seed. Because whatever is coming is the seed of God. Amen. The same message, the super sign, Shriveport. He says, so it is now with the people. All that the winter cold has cold, the former religion killed out there, nearing the Son of God in this last day, come into his church to restore it back to life again. Amen. Amen. Brethren, the message we heard this week, when the brother was talking about that great light. Amen. There were many lights, there were many stars, but one stood out prominently. Amen. One star stood out prominently, amen, overshining all other stars. Amen. Amen. So it is with what? The message. Amen. There are many messages. There are many churches. Everyone preaching the word of God, holding on to all the same Bible. Many stars, but one stood out, amen, overshining all other stars. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And the wise men, they focused on that only star. That star that overshines the others. That was what they focused on. And that star led them to their destination. Amen. Amen. Oh, so it is, my brother, you got to find that star. And we have the message of the hour. Amen. Oh, that overshines all other messages. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that this message is the only message that can lead you to your eternal destination. Yes, sir. Oh, praise the Lord. The star that overshines all other stars. Now let's come to this place also. The Easter seal broken. You know, in the U.S., during Easter time, the springtime, they have what they call Easter seal. And the Easter seal is a kind of what they have a non-profit organization that organizes this Easter seal, and they raise funds for the disabled. And at the same time also, is the time that they send messages to one another. Praise the Lord. So this message actually was preached during the Easter. So in paragraph 44, the prophet was saying, now today we have a tuberculosis Easter seal. See, people send a message to one another and to support their great fund or drive for the doctors and the medical sciences to work upon something, see, to retard or to help the tuberculosis. They are sealed, what we call Easter seal. When we send message to one another, amen. And the prophet said here, he said, but when we receive the message, that seal is broken. See, you got to break that seal before you can what? Read the message. Because the seal is what got a message bound in the inside. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he said, and now the true Easter seal on this sunrise was broken. And the secret of life after death was revealed. Amen. The true Easter seal has been broken. And now we have received a revelation that there is what? Life after death. Because there was someone who proved it. Amen. We have an evidence. Oh, yes, sir. We have an evidence. He said, before that time, the prophet said, before that time, we didn't know. He said, the world was groped in darkness, groped around man's suspicion. Theories were among men's hearts, tradition made up. Man worshipped idols. They worshipped the sun. They worshipped all kinds of what gods. And all kinds of people that made claims. Oh, yes, sir. A lot of people making claims. They bestow upon themselves big, big names and titles and honors and everything. See? Claiming here and there. I am Dr. Susan so. I am Prophet this and so. See? All those people that made claims. He said, they all went into the grave. And they stayed in the grave. With all their big titles and big names. They all went to the grave. Praise the Lord. Amen. But the real seal had been broken. One who once lived, he said he died and was raised up from the dead. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. There was one who went and he came back. Amen. And the prophet said, what a morning. Never one like it before. In all history of the world, the secret was made known that he was both the resurrection and the life. Amen. We have an evidence, brother. So that we believe that's why we are not afraid of what? Death. Amen. We are not afraid of death. Brethren, I've hidden one testimony, but today I need to say it. It's in my file right now. You know, when I went to Italy, I came back with a very good report about the medical report. But I know that God has already healed me. Amen. It's God that what sustains the life that is in. But you know what happened? One morning, I was alone in the house. My son had gone to work, and I was in the bath, and I slipped from the bath, and I hit my head against the wall. Momentarily, I was dazed, and then I just sat up and got myself, and I called my son that, hey, boy, I've fallen. So he had to come right from, he had to leave, take permission and come. And then he took me to, but meanwhile I was really praying, praise the Lord. Because I could feel a lump here. So when we went to the hospital, they took my pressure. It is there. Do you know the result? It was 230 over 100. Amen. Amen. 230 over 100. After service, if you want to see it, it's there. The nurses just got they couldn't know what to do. Meanwhile, they have called the doctor has not yet come. So when the doctor just appeared, he said, should we prepare him for... They wanted to take an ambulance and take me to another teaching hospital. And the doctor had known me before. Praise the Lord. That something happened one time. My pressure went that so high. And they took me to... They took me by ambulance to that same place. And when we got there, they couldn't find anything. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So they had to bring me back. So when the doctor, that same doctor, recovered, he was able to remember that time. So when he saw me, he said, ah, Your name, I said, Maxwell. I said, yeah. He said, just leave him. Put a drip upon him. Praise the Lord. And within 5 minutes, everything gone.
Amen.
But my pressure was what? Dr. Reza, 230, 100. Huh? I was dead. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But life was in me.
Amen.
Amen. The doctor asked me, aren't you feeling anything? I said, no, I don't feel anything. Praise God.
Amen.
So, life is from Him.
Amen.
He holds our life.
Amen.
And let us always just remember and do His will.
Amen.
We will always put what? The medical people into some kind of confusion. They don't understand it.
Amen.
Why it has to be so. The doctor remembered. He said, there's no need for us to take ambulance. This man, I've known him.
Hallelujah.
He will come back again.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, that is that. What a morning, never like it before. All the history of the world, the secret was made that he is both what? Resurrection and life.
Amen.
So, we are not afraid of death. When I was lying there, I wasn't afraid. Amen.
Amen.
If it was time for me to go, I was ready to go.
Amen.
I wasn't afraid because they were surprised. They thought I would be just turning around. Oh, no, sir. I was just lying there comfortably. And they were doing their own thing, whilst God was doing His own thing also.
Amen.
Amen. So we are not afraid of death because we know someone had gone and come back to life again. And a true Christian will never die.
Amen.
We will never die.
Hallelujah.
Because he said here, and he said, when he come forth on that morning, he said, because I live, you also live.
Amen.
Amen. Because I live, you also live.
Amen.
He said, not only he was the beneficiary of the resurrection, but all the seed that were resting in God's great promise were what? Benefactors of the resurrection and life.
Amen.
My brother, we are what? Benefactors also. Together with Him. Amen. As the word said, if we are planted together with Him in death, praise the Lord. So also shall we be like Him in the same resurrection.
Amen.
If we are planted together with Him, amen, in death,
amen,
That same dying, my brother, this is what we call death.
Yes.
Huh? Not death with one of your eyes open. Amen. Amen. It's total death. Absolutely dead. Amen. Amen. Then there is a resurrection power.
Amen.
He said, because I live, ye shall also live.
Amen.
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
Amen.
Knowing that what? The old man is what? Crucified.
Amen.
Our past is crucified, is dead. Amen. And so now we come back in a newness of life. Now, the prophet came to another point here. He says, he was talking about Satan's trinity. Interesting. Amen. Now, with the sun rising, it proved he had what? Conquered death, hell, and the grave. That's why, my brother, one thing is that as a true believer, as Christians, we are not afraid of whatever the enemy will try to do. Praise the Lord. He said he had, quote, by the rising of the S-O-N, we have what? We have a proof that he had conquered death, hell, and grave. As he said, I am he that was what? That liveth and was dead, and am I what? Alive forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
He said, the trinity of the devil is what? Is death, hell, and grief.
Amen.
For Satan is the author of death. He is the possessor of hell and also of the grave. And that was what? The trinity of Satan. Death, hell, and grave. Amen.
Amen.
And today we have another trinity.
Amen.
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 We have what? Trinity. Huh?
Yes.
Even. See how he has made what? The word. To become what? A kind of what? Trinity. Baptism. Now trinity. It is death.
Amen.
Because you'll be baptized in no name. You got to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So the trinity of Satan is what? Is death. And that was the trinity of Satan being caused by one thing, and that is death. And he said, if you go at the grave and being a sinner, you go to hell. And all the every one thing, the trinity of Satan, which was death, that has always what held man in captivity. The trinity of death always hold what? Man in captivity. But now, the true trinity of God being one, manifested in Christ.
Amen.
See? We know that the trinity of God is manifested in what? In one.
Amen.
That is the name Jesus Christ, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, manifested in what? In one name. Name Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the one true living God. He had proved that the trinity of Satan was conquered. And no wonder he could claim and say, all powers in heaven and on earth is what is given unto my hand. Brethren, we shouldn't be afraid.
Amen.
All powers is in the hands of our Master.
Amen.
All powers. If there be any power of the Father, if there be all the power of the Holy Ghost, all manifested in what? In the name Jesus Christ. Said, all powers have been given to me. He said, all that was the Father, and all that was the Holy Ghost, and all that ever was, all the powers of heaven and earth is given into my hand.
Amen.
Everything else is what? Powerless.
Amen.
Brethren, listen closely. Everything else is what? Powerless.
Amen.
There is only one place. Standing on that rock, all other grounds, they are what? Sinking sand. All other grounds are sinking sand. Only the message of the hour. Amen. He said, I will build my church upon this rock. And the gates of hell can never prevail against it. Amen. So, that's where we are standing. We are standing upon what? The word of God, the message of the hour, that's only where life is. All other grounds, they are sinking sand. Brethren, it's a privilege for you and me. That's why, brethren, if we hear this message, we read this message, and still we cannot leave it. Oh, my brother, my sister, yours is what? Really serious, because it is the spirit of what? This age. Laodicea age. You are neither hot nor warm. You are neither not cold or hot. Hot. Lukewarm. Said, I will spew you out of my mouth. So he said, all other powers. He said, everything else is powerless. And so that's why he said, fear not. He said, when John saw him, he said, he was afraid and fell upon his face at his feet. Amen. Like dead. And he put his right hand upon him. Amen. And he said, fear not. Praise the Lord. Amen. That hand is upon us tonight. Fear not, my brother. It's Amen. Always there. To assure us that fear not. Amen. Amen. Fear not. The prophet said, oh, I love that. No matter how dark it looks, don't be weary. Amen. Fear not. Amen. Said, I am he that was dead and is alive again forevermore. And I have the keys of death and hell. Amen. Oh, this rising of the S-O-N. Amen. All these things had brought what life to us. Amen. The rising of the S-O-N. Amen. He said, I've already conquered it. Don't fear anymore. Don't fear anymore. Amen. My brother, if things are not going right in your life, don't fear. Amen. If all doors are closed against you, don't fear. Amen. Oh, if you don't have anything in your pocket, don't fear. Amen. Amen. His hands is upon you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't fear.
Yes, sir.
God said, I've already conquered. Hallelujah. Don't fear anymore. For every foreordained, predestinated seed of God shall come to life.
Amen.
And when the light spread across the earth of the glorious gospel, in every age, he said, it will bring forth what? The crop that God ordained for that age. Amen. Amen. And that's what we are seated here. Brethren, we are a privileged people.
Amen.
Privileged. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. He said, oh, what a wonderful thing that is, that I'm alive. Or quickened. So the word means, the word quickened means, it says that it's a Greek word. That means that made alive after death. See? If this same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
Amen. It will bring every dead condition in your life to what? To bring it to life again. All dead conditions will have to what? Have to resurrect to life. Amen. Quickened. If this same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. And when a mortal body is quickened, it becomes what? Immortal.
Amen.
Amen. We become like him. Amen. Quickened. Quickened. Let's see what he said here. Quickly. He said, the quickening power, it lets you see he is coming. Amen. Amen. It makes you to see that word, he is coming. So the quickening power is snatch us from what? Death to life. The quickening power gives discernment. Amen. Brethren, listen closely here. The quickening power gives what? Discernment. Amen. To know what is wrong with you. Amen. Let's pick them one by one now. Amen. Amen. When the quickening power comes in, because it's quickening you from death to life. Amen. So it makes you to see what is wrong with you. Amen. And where it needs what? That kind of what? A change immediately. But that quickening power will what? Tells you. For you to what? Change from your wrong ways toward to the perfect way. Amen. That's the quickening. And when it comes, my brother, it will come in many ways. Amen. Never walk over them. Amen. It can come from what? A brother, from a sister, from the pulpit, wherever it comes. When it begins to what? Bring up something for you to reconsider, my brother, my sister, never turn it away. Amen. Because he said the quickening power, what it brings for you to what is wrong with you. Amen. You will know it so that you can change from that situation. Amen. Amen. He said the quickening power shows you what to do. Amen. Amen. It shows you what to do. The quickening power. Praise the Lord. So that if I have done something against my brother, oh yes, the quickening power will tell me what to do. Oh, hallelujah. So that there will not be what? Strife. Misunderstanding. Praise God. Because the quickening power is working. Let the quickening power work through us. Amen. Each and every one. Let's allow the quickening power to do its work. It will tell you what to do. The quickening power, what you have done, it will tell you what you have done. Oh, it will tell you all the good things that you have done. So that it will encourage you. And it will tell you what? Where you have fallen also. Amen. So that word, you come out from that place. That same spirit that dwelled, that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. Amen. It will quicken your mortal body. Amen. Oh, the quickening power. Amen. Doing its work. Amen. Amen. He said, "If the quickening power will tell what you ought to have done." What you ought to have done. Maybe you have done, so you've forgotten. Amen. It has escaped you. You have made a mistake. Then it tells you what you ought to have done. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. The quickening power. It tells you what you should have done. And what you will be. Oh, I love that one. Oh, praise God. I love all. But I want to know what I will be. Amen. 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 I want to know what I will be, oh Lord. I want to know if I've done enough for me to be with you when you come. Let that be your prayer all day, my brother. where you will be. That means you got to weigh yourself. Put the word on the balance and you stand on it here and see whether it will balance.
Amen.
Amen. But if the word raises you up, then you find yourself wanting. Amen.
Amen.
You got to be what? Balanced. Oh, what I will be. Lord, I want to know tonight what I will be. Amen.
Amen.
That's my prayer, Lord. I want to know what I will be, where I will be. Have I done enough?
Amen.
It's a time, Lord, my brother, my sister, to examine yourself. Praise God.
Amen.
What I will be. He said, the quickening power does all these things. He said, our Lord Jesus is full of quickening power.
Amen.
Look, Jesus, our Lord Jesus is what? Full of what? Quickening power.
Amen.
He was all of it together. He was full of the quickening power. He said this, you destroy this body, and I will raise it up in what? In 3 days. He knows who he is. And we got to know who we are also. He said, talk about confidence in quickening power. He said, destroy this body.
Amen.
Confidence. I know whom I am. You got to know who you are. Praise the Lord. You got to know who you are. Ask yourself tonight, who am I? Said confidence in quickening power. Destroy this body, this temple, and I'll bring it up in 3 days. He said, why? He knew that it was written of him.
Amen.
Amen. It has been written of him. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It has been written of him. That he will not be left. Let me read it. He said, I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption, neither will I leave his soul in hell. That has been written about him. Oh, hallelujah. And so he wasn't afraid of anything, because when he died, because there is a word that says that he will never be left there in hell. He will surely resurrect. Praise God. Something has also been written about you.
Amen.
Have you found it out?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus knew that. As the prophet said something here, he said, there is a law. That message, the resurrection of the bride. He said, the prophet said, there was a law given amongst everything.
Amen.
There is a law in Christ. That law, it's in men. It's in you also.
Amen.
That if you can bury him to the deepest grave or the deepest sea, the lowest hell, there is a law.
Amen.
That the Spirit of God,
amen,
will raise him up again.
Amen.
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 The Spirit of God will raise him up again.
Amen.
With that quickening power, confidence in that quickening power that will raise him up no matter.
Amen.
That's why when we always think, when he was on the cross, he could what? He could call the angels to come and what? Take him out from what? The cross. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But he never.
Amen.
He wanted to die and prove something.
Amen.
Because there were some people that were in captivity. The devil had closed up some people who had believed in him. He wanted to go there and bring them up again.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He knew when he goes there, he will come back again.
Amen.
Said, I have the keys of hell.
Amen.
I have the keys of death. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, death, where is your what?
Stink.
Where is your stink? Grave. Where is your, what the matter, that's, that's, said death is swallowed up with what? With victory.
Amen. Amen.
So he knew who he was. My brother, we also had to get that kind of word, confidence. And that word put away every fear out of your life. Praise God. If you know who you are, it will take away every fear out of your life. Tonight, who are you? Amen. Who are you? Who am I? I believe that we are all sons of God. And that same law that was in Christ Jesus, that same law is in us. Because he's the word, and we have taken the word. Amen. Amen. Tonight, my brother, my sister, if even you need to be like what? Nicodemus. Be like Nicodemus tonight. Go to him. Amen. Amen. And ask of him, how can I enter into the kingdom of God? And he will show you. Before we close, let's read about Nicodemus. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to John. John 3, 1. Let's see what it said. So there was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. So this same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art the teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Amen. Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he ever enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus said, Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Said, That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that is born of the Spirit is spirit. Let's go to verse 9. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. And if I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of what? Heavenly things. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, and even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world to send not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. And he that believeth on him, is not condemned. If you believe in the word of God, Amen. You are not condemned. Amen. 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 But he that believeth not is condemned already. Amen. Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. Brethren, if you don't believe, you are condemned already. Praise the Lord. Amen. Will you believe his word? Amen. And he said, verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And man loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds will be what? Will be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, and his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought of God. Amen. Amen. Brother, to read the last of what the prophet said, and it is the rising of the sun, paragraph 30. It says, Satan doesn't care how religious you are. Amen. Nicodemus was what? Religious. Satan doesn't care how religious you are or how right you are in your doctrine. If you miss that life, you won't come up anyhow. No matter how religious, how good, how many churches you have belonged to or will belong to, it doesn't matter. One thing, unless you have been born again. Amen. Amen. Brethren, tonight, let's ask ourselves. Jesus knew who he was. So he wasn't afraid to go to the deepest world, hell, the deepest grave. It has been said of him that he will not be left in hell. He will never see corruption. And that same thing is in our lives, brethren. Amen. It's in you, it's in me. That quickening power, let it do its work in us. The quickening power is in you, it's in me. Tonight, if you don't know who you are, ask the Lord. That Lord, help me to know who I am. That I will gather that confidence in me. That fear will forever live my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The rising of the sun. Amen. There is something special about it. Amen. The sun rose to bring all of us to life again. Amen. Amen. How many enjoy that life? Amen. That we receive under the rising of the sun? Amen. Shall we stand as the musicians can? Amen. The rising of the sun. The rising of the S-O-N. The rising of the S-U-N brought life to all botany. Botany life resurrected under what? The S-U-N. So the S-O-N, also the children of God, today we are alive. We are not dead. Amen. Amen. We believe that we are alive. Amen. Praise God. No fears, because he said, I am alive, and as I live, you will live. You are also alive.
If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that same spirit dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. That spirit dwell in you. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you, it shall quicken mortal body, it shall quicken your mortal body.
which have quickened your mortal body.
Oh, if that saves,
well, in you it shall quicken your mortal body. It shall quicken your mortal body. It shall quicken the mortal body. It shall quicken your mortal body. It shall quicken your mortal body. It shall quicken your mortal body.
Amen. Brethren, tonight, as the prophet said, is that a quickening power. It lets you see his coming. Do you see his coming? Do you see that the way how the world is going? You see his coming? So close. It is from the quickening power. It really, but if you don't see any sign that he's coming, then my brother, my sister, tonight, he's coming. Amen. He said, a quickening power will snatch us from death to life. Are you sure you have been resurrected from every dead condition? And that there is life in you. He said, a quickening power gives you a discernment for you to know what's wrong with you, what to do, what you have done, and what you ought not have done, and what you should have done, and what you will be. That's from the quickening power. Tonight, brethren, if any of these things you have not yet come up to, he's here tonight to quicken that dead condition that is in your life and make it what alive again. It's only for you to what? To confess to him. Say, Lord, this is it. I don't even feel that there is your coming. I don't even feel it. Lord, I want that quickening to know that you are coming. Because sometimes the way how we handle ourselves, the way how we do things, it doesn't show that Christ is coming. Because anytime, even in this world, when we know that there is an important personality coming, we make preparation. We know that of the truth, now we have prepared ourselves to receive our visitor. Your own visitor in your home. You try to what? Clean up the place to receive that visitor. Amen. So if you, tonight, there's no thing in you to know that he is coming, then tonight, say, Lord, put that quickening power in me for me to know that you are coming. If there is anything that, Lord, I have done, Lord Jesus, tonight, I want to know the right from the wrong, what I should do, and who am I, Lord, tonight? I want to know whom am I. Can we sing this song as we get ourselves into prayer? I have it written here, a song that was in my heart tonight. Said, we are here to worship. Let's sing this song as you say prayerfully. Let's say, let us be praying at the same time, right from our hearts.
Yeah.
Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. The quickening power that will lead you to know who you are. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Believe that tonight in your heart. You belong to Him. Believe that in your heart tonight. Believe it. That Lord.
Lord, be that that we, Lord Savior, I need of Lord even upon this time. Father, we bless you, Lord, this night. Give to thee the glory and the praise. Bless our children. Keep them, Lord. Keep them healthy, Lord, and keep them, Lord Savior, from the accursed thing, Lord, we pray. Help us, Lord Savior, for you know there's brethren desiring work, there's brethren desiring, Lord, to open business, Lord. There's brethren desiring various things. You provide all our needs in Christ Jesus, we pray. We ask of these things, Lord.
Brother Mike, will you come and give us a prayer?
Most precious Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for bringing us, Lord, into remembrance, Lord. And how, Father, all signs, Lord, are pointing to your soon coming, O God. How, Lord, the time is so urgent that, Lord, there's no more time to play around, O God.
Amen.
Flashing red light of your coming are all over the place, O Father.
Amen.
And tonight we are here, Lord, that, Lord, you shall check us if we are in the right place, O God.
Amen.
And put us, O God, in the right spirit, Father.
Amen.
For we know that one of these days, O God, it shall be the last time that we shall gather around here, Father.
Yes, Lord.
One of these days, Lord, soon coming, O God, shall be the last time that we shall sing our hymns, O God.
Yes.
That, Lord, we shall take our heavenly flight, Father.
Amen.
Until this time, O God, how we cry our hearts out unto thee, O God. Check us, as David said, Lord, try me and see, Father. Oh, search my heart, O God.
Yes, Lord.
And see if there be any iniquity in me, Father. Father, check us, we pray to you, God.
Amen.
We don't want to keep deceiving ourselves, Father, Lord. You know us more than we know ourselves, O God.
Yes.
Prove us, we pray. Check us, O God.
Amen.
If there be any darkness in us, O God. And lead us in the way that thou hast provided.
Amen.
O Lord, for when the cry goes out, O God, we shall take on, Lord, our garment, Lord, and enter into the marriage supper.
Yes.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that sin does so easily beset us, O God.
Yes.
That's what we cry out tonight, Father. Be merciful, Father, Lord, and strengthen us, O God.
Yes, Lord.
And fill us with your Holy Spirit, Father. For that is our cry tonight, O God.
Amen.
For the Bible says that if the Spirit that raised Christ be in us, O God, then definitely that same Spirit, Lord, shall raise us up, O God.
Amen.
We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Fill us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Father.
Amen.
If there be anything at all in our lives, O Lord, that prevents the power of the Holy Spirit moving in our lives, Lord, tonight we come before you pleading, Lord, and call upon thy name, wonderful Jesus Christ. Come and remove them all out, O God.
Yes.
Come down and clear out of our hearts every worldliness, Father, every impediment in our way, Father, Lord. And let your Holy Spirit come and take over.
Amen.
And take complete control of our lives, Father, Lord. We thank you so much, Father, for coming down into our presence this evening, Lord. Coming down to feed us, Lord. Coming down to put us into remembrance, God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray the rest, Lord, into your hands, Lord. As we are living out here, Lord God, let your presence go with us, Father.
Amen.
Continue to deal with our heart tonight in our secret closet, Lord.
Yes.
In our beds, oh God, in our rooms, Father, in our sleep, Lord.
Yes.
Come down and deal with our spirit, we pray thee, Father. And put us in shape in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Father, if you do tarry, Lord God, and Sunday be ours, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
May you grant us grace to find our feet here, we pray thee, Father.
Yes.
We pray for our brethren who are not here tonight, Lord.
In the name
Wherever
of
they
Jesus.
Are, we lift them before thee, O God.
Yes.
Let your presence be with them, Father.
Mm.
If there's anybody in any trouble, anybody in any cry, worries, Lord, Father, we bring them before thy mercy throne, O God.
Amen.
Meet all of them at the point of their needs, O God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you so much, Lord. Give us grace, O God, that we shall find our feet here once again on Sunday, Lord.
Yes,
we
need
to
Lord
feed
Jesus.
Upon thy word once again. Thank you so much, Father. I pray for your minister who have ministered your word, Lord. Refill him with our virtue and anointing, O God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Father. We bless your name, O Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Let's sing one last song and then this piece. Brother and sister, once again, you are welcome.
Rising.